Hello and welcome to the British English Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be experiencing Freshers Week through the eyes of my youngest cousin, who is in her first year of university. So the memory of Freshers Week is hopefully still fresh in her mind. If you didn't know, this week, called Freshers Week, is the first week of university for first year students, or as they say in the UK, a fresher. You are a fresher in your first year. In the US, they are a freshman, but we are freshers. So yes, here's how Freshers Week in 2024 went down for my cousin, Tilly. Hello, Tilly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for taking the time to do this.
No worries.
You're no longer at your university right now. You're, where are you in the world?
I'm in Guildford at my home.
Yeah. So I've come to your family home.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a conversation about your experience up in Sheffield University. You're still a fresher.
Yeah.
But you're not in Freshers Week. Have you recovered from Freshers Week?
I have recovered, yeah. Finally. Took a while, but yeah.
Are you sad that Freshers Week is over?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah. I do miss Freshers Week. But then at the same time, it was going to have to end at some point. It was not healthy, really.
Yes, all good things come to an end. Yeah, yeah. Certainly not. Okay, but let's go back to before Freshers Week. Were you assuming that you would go to university before?
I wasn't going to uni until I think a couple months before I changed my mind, like really late last minute. So I was going to have a year out, but then I was like, no, I'll just go now. So yeah, it was a bit of a quick decision, but definitely the right decision for me.
I remember that. Yeah, that was quite a pivot, wasn't it? Because were you going to do some diving in Australia?
That was one of my plans at one point. And then I was planning on going to London and training in London. And then I changed my mind probably like 5 times like in the day. But I'm very indecisive, but ended up with Sheffield Hallam because there's a good diving pool in Sheffield.
So. Right. And we should clarify, you do more than just a hobby of diving. You've competed since you were 6. Was that right?
Yeah. Well, I started when I was 6. I was competing when I was 6.
Yeah, you weren't on the podium at 6. But you've been on the podium multiple times, right?
Yeah.
Winning first, second or third. Yeah.
Yeah, you can say that.
And how many medals do you own?
I don't know. Like a lot of like medals that don't really have much meaning, but like important medals, probably like 5 to 10.
5 to 10? Wow. I was thinking you would say fewer.
Probably 5 actually. But like I have like a big bag of like loads of medals. Most of them are all like small competitions.
Like real medals? Like are some of them actually made of gold?
No, obviously not.
No?
I don't think so.
Do you know what your level of English is? If not, then how can you tell if you're even improving? Considering you are no longer a beginner in this journey, you should be doing everything you can to show to yourself that your hard work is paying off. To do that, you need to know where you're at right now to be able to recognise the progress in the future. So, I have a quick and easy English level test for you to take right now for free to instantly find out what level of English you actually have. Head to thebritishenglishpodcast.com/testme or find the link in the show notes of this episode. But the Olympics, they bite into the medal.
Yeah.
To like indicate that it's real gold. I have no idea.
I don't know, actually. It's a good question to ask. I don't think they're actually gold.
How
surely not.
Rude would it be if they gave you it and you're like, what, this isn't real gold? Like if you bit into it and it broke or something. Diving into a swimming pool, doing all these flips and somersaults. That's kind of the same word, isn't it?
And twists.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Yes. Okay. What got you into diving?
My older brother and sister, really.
Yes.
So they were doing holiday courses and I was too young to do the holiday course. And obviously I want to do exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
So then finally when I turned 6, I was able to do a holiday course.
Yeah.
And then they were like, do you want to come into a squad? And I was like, yeah, sure.
And then you did it longer than your brother and sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my aim, to get better than Alfie. And I've achieved that, so I could quit now.
Yeah.
Jokes. No.
Did you ever have that in your mind? Like, I want to be better than my family members? Was that genuine motivation?
Not like that wasn't like the main aim, but
no, but
it got to that point where it got to like I could become better than Alfie. I was like, well, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to have that ability as the youngest one to have that. Okay, they've set the mark. Mm. Now I can excel. Because Alfie didn't have that. Well, Abby, I suppose.
Abby wasn't really.
Yeah. No, she wasn't.
She okay. Really
sorry,
count.
Abby. Sorry.
Hope she's not listening.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So you're a diver. You found a degree that has diving or a good diving facility nearby. Mm-hmm. Kind yeah. of thing. So then you decided you're going to go to university. Let's talk about your emotions going towards Freshers Week. How did you feel?
I was definitely very scared, not for Freshers Week, but just scared for moving away from home. Like,
yeah,
I remember I cried a lot that last like couple of weeks, like when I was saying goodbye to all my friends and stuff. That was really right. sad. And thinking about like not living at home, that was definitely sad.
Why was that sad? Was that not exciting?
I'm getting on to that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But I was really sad. Like, I was also leaving my family holiday earlier, so I was sad about that. But yeah, I was definitely sad, but very excited as well. I knew as soon as I got there, I wouldn't be sad, but
yeah,
I like running up to it, I was definitely sad. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, interesting. I wasn't sad.
Really?
No.
I think mainly because I was like moving away from my friends and like we were, and that was just like really sad to think about because like we spend every day together and then.
Yes.
They're not anymore. And my mum and dad, obviously.
And your mum and dad. And your brother and sister.
Well, they had already gone, so there okay. wasn't that.
Yeah. So you can't be sad for that.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, most humans will probably agree with you. Mm. Yeah. So fair enough. So sad, but excited.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think a very memorable moment is the drive up.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember... I've got like loads of pictures on my Snapchat, like, oh, I'm going to Sheffield now, like with like all my stuff in the back.
Yeah, you have a lot to take,
yeah,
don't you?
Like I had way too much as well. And I got there a day late because I was coming from my holiday. So then like I met my flatmates when I got there and they were helping me and it was very scary, that whole thing. And like like saying goodbye to my mom was sad, but then literally as soon as...
What about your dad?
Well, my dad wasn't there. I'd already said goodbye to my dad.
Okay.
But yeah, the drive... I remember, I think I was probably talking a lot to my mum because I was like trying not to think about it. But yeah, it was scary.
What were your initial thoughts of Sheffield? Did you get to drive through?
Well, I'd been to Sheffield quite a few times for diving competitions.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the nicest of places. Like, it's not pretty, really. There's a lot of nice places in it. But like your first impression is like, oh, it's a bit of a shithole. Like. But...
bit of a shit up. But you live in a very leafy part of the country. I was driving here today and going through very narrow lanes.
Yeah, countryside.
It's very farmy.
Very different, yeah.
Yeah.
And then going to a city, so yeah.
Yeah.
It is different, but...
Big change. And then, so you were a day... They all got there a day before you.
Yeah.
So you got in there a little bit late. You probably had a good tan.
Yeah,
that probably helped your confidence a bit.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. So how did you prepare for Freshers Week? Were there any particular pieces of advice you received or things you did to get ready other than get a good tan? Mm,
that was definitely a big part. I think I remember like my whole TikTok For You page was filled with what to do for Freshers Week, like advice and stuff. So I definitely like watched a lot of TikToks on it.
Uh-huh.
Also had my sister saying like what to do and everything.
Yeah. What kind of things?
Telling you what to pack, like telling you like not to get a fresher's wristband and like all of that stuff. Like
trying to stand, sort of lean away from that mainstream kind of.
Yeah, because apparently the fresher's wristbands aren't worth it. I don't think they are because like you never know where you're going to go. No one had a fresher's wristband at Sheffield.
Really?
No.
So fresher's is the first week of going to university, listeners, and this is a very exciting moment in the UK, typically for people who like to socialize and binge drink, because yeah, you just get to have fun with lots of new people that you're probably going to spend 3 years with. Did you meet some of your friends that you still have now?
Yeah, I met two of my closest friends that I'm friends with now in Freshers Week. I knew one of them kind of from home. So then I met her and she was friends with this other girl and now we're really close. So that was from Freshers Week.
Yeah.
But I think Freshers Week's definitely the place to make friends. Like everyone's in the same position. Everyone's got no friends and is like in a new place. So everyone's wanting to get friends. So
yeah, was that a goal for you? Were you like, I've got to make a friend?
Well, yeah, I think I didn't want to be a loner, did
I? Yeah, but Freshers Week is the first week.
Yeah, but that's the week where like everyone's out every night. You know everyone's going
to
be out.
So did you have a pressure on yourself to be like, okay, I need to make a friend? Like halfway through the night, you're like, oh, I haven't made enough friends yet.
I don't think that's what went through my mind.
Went to the toilet, like, okay, I've made 3 friends. Need to make 5 by the night.
I don't think that's how it went. But I remember like, I don't know, you just, it's way easier to make friends than I thought it was going to be honest, because everyone's like not in a group yet.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking.
Desperate.
Yeah, exactly.
As desperate as you to make a friend.
But please be friends with me. But yeah.
I remember my mum packed way too much vegetables for me. Did you take any food?
I didn't take any like cooking food. I took salt and pepper and
that's it.
No, maybe some pasta. Yeah, but that first week I did not eat very good. Like,
yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. What were your,
like pot noodles, a lot of pot noodles, a lot of like plain pasta. I don't think I introduced vegetables until like the next month. Like, it took me a while to cook vegetables.
Living like a pirate. Yeah, you could have got scurvy. But I didn't, because I had lots of vegetables.
Well, that's
but
good then.
That made me sort of stand out when I was picking up all the veg and putting it from the car into the room.
Oh, yeah. Everyone like, was like, who's this veg boy? Don't want to be friends with him. Yeah. He's got vegetables.
Oh, vegetables. So no specific goals other than to make friends?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Just to make friends, like do as much as I could, see as, like meet as many new people.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you've told me, but I've somehow found out that you're quite a heavy drinker.
What the hell? That's my mum saying that. She's so dramatic though, because I'm literally not, like.
But within your group, maybe at home, would you say that you're the biggest drinker?
No. No, I don't think so, actually.
No?
I think when I'm going out, I'm going out.
Yeah.
But like, because I have to sometimes miss going out for training and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I make it like a good night when I'm going out.
I'm well, out, guys. We've got to go big. So you go big.
No, well, that sounds bad, but I just hate it when it gets to the point when I'm like in a club and I'm like sober and I'm like, I want to go home straight away.
Right.
So I just have to stay drinking. Oh my God, why have I got this name? What the hell?
And my question to that was, did you feel like you needed to prepare for Freshers Week to have more of a tolerance to alcohol or not at all?
I think I didn't prepare. Probably should have prepared a bit more, because I drank a lot more than I ever have before in Freshers Week. Mm. Like, I've never gone out that much.
And this was off the back of a summer that you had 2, maybe 3. Like,
yeah, I had 2 girls. Wait, you're talking about girls' holidays? Yeah. To be fair, they were like,
and those are drinking holidays.
Yeah. But Freshers Week is like, I don't know, it's a whole week. The others were like 5 days I went on for the girls' holidays.
Yeah.
But a whole week, and it's like you're pressured to go out like with new people. So you have to be drunk to make friends, really. Yes. Like, that sounds bad, but like it's so much easier to make friends when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Not like drunk.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm proving the point now, aren't I?
No, I think it's good to be intoxicated in Freshers Week. I think you've got to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was goals. Did you join any clubs?
I joined cheerleading society.
Did you?
I did actually want to do cheerleading, but I can't do it like alongside diving. I didn't have any time. But
yeah,
I did want to do cheerleading. So I'm in the
society.
You'd
be good at cheerleading, being able to do your twists and turns. Yeah. Yeah.
I did the tryouts and I got in, but then I was like, I can't do it because... But the two friends I made in Freshers were doing that. And then I made some other friends through cheerleading society. So that's good.
And just to pause on this cultural aspect, would you agree that this has bled over from America, right? Cheerleading.
Cheerleading.
It's a thing from America, from like American football. They have the big cheerleading with the pom-poms.
Yeah.
But it is pom-poms, isn't it?
There is one group that's pom-pom, but most of them aren't.
Okay. But we didn't really ever have that. It's a newer age thing. Mm. My generation, maybe, and then your generation. Because you're Generation Z? Z? Gen Z?
Gen Z.
You're Gen Z. Do you like being Gen Z?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, you don't have a choice.
No.
Have you heard what other generations think of Gen Z?
We're very lazy, I think.
Lazy. Do you think you're lazy?
Yeah, probably. But like not lazy in a bad way, just like using our energy for like better things.
I think each generation is before that generation is the one to blame. Like,
yeah,
we're all making the next generation.
Exactly.
So we're all making
the next generation is going to be the worst generation.
You could look at it like that. But then again, I think it's kind of like an older sibling kind of thing. Like, oh, they're the youngest. They're the silliest generation.
Yeah, true, maybe.
Are they called Gen Alpha now?
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah. Do you have any Gen Alpha friends? Or are they all babies? Like... When were Gen Alpha born? 2010 onwards. When were you born?
2005.
Right. So 5 years younger than you is Gen Alpha, apparently.
Yeah, that's quite a lot younger.
So how does Freshers Week fit into your understanding of British university culture?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's why you go.
Exactly. It's like just to have a piss up with your friends, really, yeah. Isn't it?
Was it quite sad to finish Freshers Week?
Guess? Yeah, I think at that point I was like, I'm glad it's over. Because I can't do another night.
Okay.
And you just restrict it down to like a couple of days of the week instead.
Yes, so. Yes. Wise, very wise. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the actual experience in Freshers Week. So can you walk us through your first day of Freshers Week and what stood out to you?
Okay. So I arrived on a Sunday.
Yeah. Did you go out that night?
Just went to Spoons with my flat.
With your flat? That's quite cute.
Mm. Well, yeah.
So the fresher reps, did you have fresher reps?
I don't think so.
No? Because my university was quite well established for Freshers Week.
Yeah,
and they had loads of, reps going around the halls.
Oh, yeah, actually, now I think about it. We had freebie fairs and they were giving, like, loads of, like, free shots and free entry and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Kind of what you mean.
Are you in halls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. And did people come round and encourage you to go to certain places throughout the city on certain nights of Freshers Week?
They didn't come round to us.
No.
But like you could see it through like Instagram. If you followed the right Instagrams, then they'd say like, this is the good night for this place and stuff.
Okay. Okay. So they didn't encourage you in the halls.
No.
So you went out for a nice little meal with your friends at the Spoons or just drinks?
Yeah.
Just drink. Did you eat at all that day?
My mum probably made me have some pasta before I went out,
good.
I'm sure.
Good. Yeah. Okay. So that was a quiet start.
Yeah. Monday was when it actually started. So I'm pretty sure there was a freebie fair. I don't know if that was on the Monday, but there's definitely during the Freshers Week.
Freebie fair sounds a bit like actually thinking about your education.
No, it was like, it was during the day. So it wasn't at night. It was... You just went to this random building and there was loads of like stalls, like free Amazon Prime subscription for 6 months and stuff. Free, like Domino's slice or Domino. And then they just sign you up to all their emails and then you just get loads of emails from them. So
oh, fun.
Just kind of
and they never stop. Yeah. Did like, you sign up to Domino's?
Yeah, obviously. Obviously. I think we did a prees at our flat. So we put on like the group chat for our whole accommodation, like, prees at our flat 69, like kind of iconic.
Oh god.
And then so
you need to explain that.
No.
I'll do it in the resources. So prees means pre-drinks.
Yes.
So you're having drinks before your drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
drinks before you go out to a public place to pay for drinks.
Yeah.
So you bring your own drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Did you provide any drinks for them?
No.
It's a BYO pre-drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring your own.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And what kind of drinks are you consuming in that environment?
I think I had a lot of vodka squash.
Vodka squash?
So vodka, squash and water.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah. It's so good though, because it keeps you hydrated as well. Less of a hangover the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose that's quite good.
I kind of got sick of that quite quick. I went to just like a bottle of rosé.
A bottle of rosé.
£3.75 from Tesco.
And good quality?
I don't care. 11%.
Yeah, this takes me back. So we used to buy 2 bottles of white wine for £5 and they were the strongest percent. And that's what you cared about, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is what you care about. The guys, do they drink a lot of the 2 litre cider bottles? Did they bring that at all?
Yeah, they had a lot of cider. I think also vodka, but they more stick to like the ciders and the beer.
Okay. Rosé for you. Yeah.
And vodka squash.
What do you think that says about you to have a bottle of rosé? Are you...
Everyone was doing
that. Have you got a glass?
No. No, I just wanted to get it down as quick as I could before I got out.
Of course, yeah. So you're just going around your dorm holding the neck of a rosé bottle and swigging it, again, like a pirate.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. What do you think the people think of you?
I think they think I'm a normal uni student.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, look, yeah, she's got a rosé. Normal. No glass, no need. Okay. So you had pre's. Mm-hmm. At yours. Did that go down well?
It went well.
Made any friends there?
I didn't really make that many friends from my accommodation. Like, it's weird because it's like really out of the centre.
Yeah.
So I chose it because it's like literally 5 minute walk from the diving pool.
Ah, I see.
And all the other accommodations are more like closer to the centre, like on the other side of Sheffield. But this one's like quite out.
So you made a logical decision to choose this accommodation and the other people around you didn't logically think about the reason why. AKA weirdos.
Yeah.
So that's good though that your flat are all right.
Yeah, we actually got quite lucky with our flat.
Because that can be a real problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not many people, like, I thought that would be where most people make their friends, like through their flat, but most, like all of my friends in my like closer group now don't get on with their flat really. Mm. Like, not that they like have fallen out, they just, like, don't really talk to them.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah, that is sad. I had quite a good group, but there was one girl that really wasn't into the whole fresher week kind of thing. Mm. And I brought a guitar, an electric guitar and an amp. And I used to come home and play it.
Oh my gosh, you're that
and
guy.
She would come through and just slam my door shut. Because I thought I was doing a service to the flat for entertaining them.
At like 4 a.m. Yeah. So I love that. Charlie's back.
Listen to this, Guns N' Roses. And then she was very protective over her kitchenware. Like, she was like, do not use my pan. I mean, that's fair enough, isn't it? It was a good pan. Still used it.
Really good pan.
Yeah. Okay, so that was day one. What were some of the key events or activities you participated in during the week? And which did you enjoy the most?
I'm pretty sure... My favourite thing during Freshers Week was Bongos Bingo. Have you ever done Bongos Bingo?
No.
You haven't?
Bongos Bingo.
Oh my God, it's so good. Basically, I'm pretty sure that was on the Wednesday. Basically, you stand like loads of like tables. You sit down on tables and then you have your bingo sheet and then they call out the numbers and everything. And then in between like every round, like everyone gets up and dances and sings. And like if like a... I don't know, like if 33 is red, like they'll play the Irish song and everyone gets up and dances.
As in 33?
Yeah.
Just because.
33.
Okay.
And there was like two men dressed as like girls, like on the stage, like in skirts and like braids. And like, it's just really weird, but like so fun.
Yeah.
And then there's like prizes if you win. And if you like say you got bingo, but you didn't get bingo, everyone boos you. So it's like, oh my God, it's a big deal. I can't believe you've never done Bongo's Bingo.
No. Bingo wasn't a thing. I took Stacey to a gala bingo night, the first date we had.
Really?
That was our first date.
Was it like filled with old grannies?
Yeah, yeah. Really? It was a very strange decision and it didn't lead to success. The second date was better, Bongo's Bingo. You highly recommend this?
Highly recommend. Like, I want to go back.
Yeah, could you not go on a weekly basis?
No, it was only there like that week. They'd go like on tours, I think.
Oh.
So... they've released their tour dates actually recently, but there's no Sheffield, no?
Oh,
I'm
no.
Really annoyed.
Could you go to like Nottingham?
Yeah, probably.
Travel for Bongo's Bingo.
I would travel. I would travel far for Bongo's
Bingo. I can tell.
Honestly, it's so fun.
Can we talk about the games that you play around drinking? Because that's very specific to British culture.
Yeah. You play Ring of Fire?
Yeah. That's still a thing. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So what is Ring of Fire?
Basically, you have all your card, like a deck of cards in a circle.
And what's the aim of the game, of all of these drinking games? What's the aim?
It's not really an aim. It's just to not drink, I guess. But then everyone wants to drink.
Yeah. So the aim is to get intoxicated quickly in a fun way.
Yeah.
And to avoid losing, I guess, at the same time.
Yeah, because there is a loser in...
Yes.
What's in
Ring of
Fire.
Yeah. And that person gets very drunk. So you kind of got to get a bit involved, but not be the loser. Yeah. Okay, so Ring of Fire, you get a pack of cards.
Mm-hmm. So they're all like face down in a circle, and all of the different numbers like mean something different. So like, for example, King means pour a bit of your drink into the middle.
And the middle is, there's a
cup.
Usually you put like a cup, or if you're adventurous, you put a boot or a kettle.
You could, yeah.
Or something disgusting.
Yeah, and then it ends up filling with like wine, beer, vodka. Someone has some weird
rosé.
Like, yeah, that's wine, isn't it?
Yes, true. You got me.
And then the last person to pull the last king has to drink that. So then
yes.
That's rough.
Yes, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Have you had that? Have you had to
I
do that?
I have once, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go home early?
Nope.
No?
Because I'm a soldier.
Yeah, you're one of the biggest drinkers in your group. Proof. We will be leaving the free version of this episode here for today. But if you did want to continue listening to this conversation, then head over to thebritishenglishpodcast.com, where you can sign up to the Premium Podcast or the Academy. The Premium Podcast gives you the ad-free version with transcripts, a full glossary and flashcards, whereas the Academy gives you all of that plus a whole lot more, including vocab video lessons, writing assignments, weekly Zoom classes, and you can also get paired with a new speaking partner of a similar level to yours each month to really get your speaking practice in. But if you were just here for the free version of this episode, then I thank you very much. Congratulations for getting to the end of this part, and I hope to see you back here next week for another episode. I've been your host, Charlie, on the British English Podcast.